Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
Hey! Reporting long.
It's trap.
No. Hey guys, it's Dixie and welcome back to the Two Chicks podcast, but today we only have one chicks. Charlie sadly could not be here today. She was working on something, so I decided to do the podcast myself. And don't worry, for all of my Charlie fans, all the Duncans who absolutely hate me, LOL, I do have a little part with Charlie that will be in the podcast later if you want to hear her voice. Miss her, even though she's everywhere. You probably still miss your little Duncan. LOL. Anywho, today I'm super excited because we get to talk all about me, and that's what I love talking about, myself. I do have a guest here. It is my stuffed cow, which I accidentally left at home when I moved to LA. So my mom finally brought my cow here. I forgot its name, sadly, but yeah, so it's sitting across from me. I could talk to it. That's who I'm talking to this whole podcast. He's very quiet, so he's not going to say anything. So I have a lot of exciting stuff coming out. I have a music video that's coming out. I don't know when it's coming out, but I'm filming it this week. And I'm actually filming two music videos. One for a song you already know, Naughty List with Liam Payne. I will not be filming the music video with Liam, which sucks because that would have been really cool. But I'm super excited to be filming it and very Christmassy and fun. And then another music video the next day, which I'm also very excited about. But a secret, and you will find out what song it is on the same day. Yeah, music is fun. I love recording. I definitely want to start writing my own stuff. And I feel like when people found out about the song with Liam and I, everyone was like, she doesn't even write her own music. I kind of jumped into this. I couldn't even write a poem in school, so I don't know how the hell y'all expect me to write a song. I mean, I have a lot of feelings and emotions, but I don't talk about them, so hopefully at one point I would love to write music, but everyone's like, she doesn't even write her own stuff. I'm learning new things every day, so you have to give me time, find my sound, find out what I want to do. But yeah, there will be no special boy guests in these music videos, which brought a lot of extra stuff. I wouldn't say drama, just like extra things to deal with online. Because I am public with Noah, which is really cool. Did not want it to come out the way it did, just because then once a relationship is out on the internet, everyone's opinion always gets involved. And that can actually mess up the relationship. And I just didn't want that because I've been in an internet relationship and having everything public and everyone's eyes on you just makes things so much harder. And everyone kind of does have the right to their opinion. It's like freedom of speech. You could say what you want, but reading the comments, which is hard not to do, does get involved in the relationship because when I was still kind of not ready to be public with Noah, we would read the comments together and they'd be like, Dixie doesn't show him this much attention. I'm like, well, I just wasn't ready. So it kind of took me a minute to get into online relationship mode and like I'm ready to show how I feel about someone. There was kind of a lot of people who weren't surprised about Noah and I's relationship, but it's kind of funny because when he said that we were dating in the video, we weren't actually dating. So he kind of just like guessed that it would happen, which is nice. It's sweet. Very, very ballsy because I totally could have said no, but I didn't. Yeah. I'm trying to be less, not mean, but direct on my feelings, but just because like it does come off as mean sometimes and I don't want that, but I totally told Noah, I was like, you know, I could have said no and I could still say no and this whole thing because the video came out and we still weren't public and I was like, I could totally just say no and be in charge, but I was happy and mad at the same time. I was mad that I didn't get to make the decision because I like being in charge and making all my own decisions, but it was also kind of cute because I know he really cares about me and it was nice and I'm happy with it. And I feel like people seeing me happy is making them happy. And yeah, it's a good relationship going well. I saw a TikTok. So Noah and I went on a walk to walk my dog in the morning and we went to get breakfast. And I saw a TikTok of these two girls in a car. They're probably going to be crazy excited that I'm talking about this because they're obviously very hateful. So I was walking across I was running across the street walking my dog, just having fun, living my life. It was like a nice day, we're all having fun. I was running, Noah was chasing me because I was acting like a child, and these girls film a video of us and go, they want to be seen, like they're out here looking to be seen. Huh? I'm walking down my street to get breakfast, and yeah, so I was very confused. And then they took their duets off, so thought I'd talk about it on here because they turned their comments and their duets off, so they obviously weren't strong enough about their opinion that they didn't keep it up totally, but I just thought it was funny. I was just trying to get breakfast, live my life. I'm still a teenager, but I guess if I go out in public, I want to be seen, so yeah, I'm sorry for walking on the street and, like, crossing the street. It's kind of messed up of me as, like, an influencer to be, like, walking across the street when the light is, like, telling me to cross. So I'll be sure not to do that again because, like, people aren't allowed to see me. That's really messed up that I did that.
Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country, the kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
All right, so the holiday season is coming up. I love Christmas, but honestly, Thanksgiving is my favorite holiday just because on both sides of my family, I have my dad's side, who's like Italian, and then my mom's side, and they're all Cajun. And both dinners are completely different, but amazing. And my mom knows how to make both. So Thanksgiving is just so good any year because we usually switch back and forth by doing Thanksgiving in Connecticut and Christmas in Louisiana. And then we would switch every year. But this year and last year, I don't even remember. The years are kind of all going together. But last year, I did not celebrate Christmas because we were in LA and my parents were in a hotel and Charlie and I were staying at the Hype House. So we did not get a chance to celebrate. But I went to lunch on Rodeo with my family and that was super fun. But I want to get a tree and wrap presents because I have a lot of good ideas for my whole family for gifts because I make a lot more money than I did last year working at a retail store. That was my first, like, real job. that wasn't like babysitting or something. And it was honestly super stressful. I worked on like a street with a bunch of stores in Connecticut, and it was so stressful, and I had to talk in like vocal fry voice. So like kind of like this, and I would just say how all of the clothes looked so amazing on everyone. And it totally wasn't me, but that was probably one of the most busy times of my life. Well, like right now I'm really busy, but then I was busy, but more stuff like I didn't have a choice to do. I don't know. Kind of weird to explain it, but so here was like my week when I was working. Monday, Wednesday, Friday, I would have school, obviously, every day of the week. And then Monday, Wednesday, Friday, I would have track practice. And then I would work Tuesday, Thursday, either one, Tuesday or Thursday, and then Saturday and Sunday, which it was a lot. But I honestly loved working. I loved being organized and folding clothes. I wish I worked there longer because it was also fun, like doing photo shoots with people and getting pictures myself and trying on clothes and being a stylist, which is kind of funny because I was a stylist and now I don't know how to dress myself. I'm currently wearing sweatpants and a hoodie and long socks that my sweatpants are tucked into. So that whole memory just must have gone away because I do not remember it, like how to style or wear clothes. But it was super fun. I love trying new things. It was stressful though, and scheduling was a lot. And I think I talked about this before, how I popped my tires, but I was on my way back from work and it was probably 10 or 11 o'clock at night, and the store closed at 6 or 7. So we would stay really late, and I would come home and it was snowing and there's snow all over the ground, and I'm a pretty good driver in the snow, but I did not see a giant rock that was covered in snow, and I ran into it on both of my tires on my right side and popped both my tires, and my dad was not happy. He came, we called a tow truck, didn't have my car for a couple days. He actually wasn't that mad. He was more mad when I popped one tire, but yeah, it was fine. Just kind of a hassle. And tires are so expensive. Like, it doesn't make sense. I feel like my dad gets more mad at dumb things. Like, I could do something really bad and he wouldn't get mad. He would just be like, okay, how could we figure this out? Help, like, move forward, blah, blah, blah. My mom gets mad if I, like, leave something out or leave a door open, whatever. My dad gets mad. Oh, when I rode a bird scooter in the middle of the night around like on the street, my dad got so mad at that. Like, I had 45 minute lecture of why I shouldn't be living alone and I'm irresponsible for riding a scooter. I did fall, and I was wearing a boot because I broke, that's when I sprained my foot. So like, I get where he was coming from, but I was like, it happened, it's over. That was like 2 days after it happened. I was like, it's okay. But my dad gets over things really quickly, and I'm good at like talking to him because we are kind of different. So he like holds his point, and I'm like, okay, whatever, you're right, I'm wrong, moving on. But my mom kind of holds it for a little longer, and she'll be quiet and not talk to me. And I'm like, Mom, what's wrong? She's like, nothing. And then finally I'll get it out of her, and we talk for like 10 minutes and we're fine. I hate confrontation, except with Charlie. Charlie and I can go back and forth for a while, and then we won't even resolve the problem and we'll just be fine. Like, sometimes Charlie could do one thing or I could do one thing and there'll be no confrontation, but we could do the same thing and say one of us is in a bad mood, it could be a total blowout. So we just try. I try to be careful, but I think I start most of the problems in my family and then act innocent. I mean, it sucks for everyone else. For me, I'm just like, oops, didn't mean to start all of that. Said one joke and now everyone else is fighting except for me. And then hopefully, I just hope they forget about it and don't bring me back into it like, oh, you started this. But that's kind of how I play the game. I just kind of act innocent in the corner. But sometimes it does come back to me and they all go against me and they're like, you started this. I'm like, no, I didn't. I was not involved, but I know I did. I just kind of like, I push buttons sometimes to see how far I can go. Sometimes I push them too far and then it causes like a big argument with my whole family. But for the most part, I'm pretty good at starting a problem and solving it really quickly. I hate yelling and confrontation. Even if I'm not involved and I know someone's upset, I feel sick to my stomach. So I just try to fix things, which is weird because I hate confrontation so much, but I start all of it. Like, I'm always the one who brings up drama or something. Even with, like, my friends, I kind of do it just for fun and push buttons, but I'm obviously respectful when I need to be, and for the most part, I know, like, when not to cross the line. But no, I love the holidays. I love snow, but only on Christmas. I think it's dumb if it snows any other day, because then it just gets too much. Like, when it snows into February, it kind of gets annoying. Sadly, there's no snow here in LA, or rain, which I think it rained. I saw a bunch of people saying it rained. I did not see rain, but I love rain. Even though it gives me headaches, I think it's so fun. Yeah.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from the people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Charlie has a trend of, like, taking things that I'm interested in.
No.
And, no, let no. me fin- and making them
no.
her own.
No.
It goes from
no.
my music, my no. style,
no.
and now ASMR.
No. no. Incorrect.
I have been
incorrect.
Such a huge...
Incorrect.
Incorrect.
No.
Incorrect. How long have I been playing with slime, making those ASMR videos?
It doesn't
Do
matter.
Not discredit me. Do not. That is offensive.
I've been watching it before you.
No.
Yes.
Sass
no.
ASMR.
Incorrect.
Sass ASMR.
Incorrect.
Okay, let me talk. Let me talk. Fine. You can talk after, but let me talk. Sass
Charlie, I will throw something.
I don't feel safe. Can we have a wall? It's going to hurt me.
Anyways, back to what I was saying.
No!
ASMR hasn't always will be my thing.
No, because
then you should have done ASMR first. You should have done ASMR
first. I'm not saying doing it. I'm saying being interested in it.
ASMR on my YouTube channel since I started YouTube. If you care,
oh, that's weird because I've been watching it for years.
I didn't say watching it. I said I wanted to start doing it.
I don't.
Since
I'm not talking about doing it. I'm not talking about doing it.
If you wanted to do it so bad and you're so mad that I'm doing it, you should have done it first.
I don't want to do
it.
I'm saying I was interested in it way before you.
I was interested in it way before
you.
No,
that's not
true. You don't know me. Okay?
But I know everything about ASMR and you don't.
What do you know?
Everything.
Literally what? Tell me. I want specific details. Tell me. Tell me those details that you know
but
so
you
well.
But you watch, like, the boring ASMR slime.
Nuh-uh. Eating cornstarch, the mukbang ASMRs. I know all of it. I watch all of
you
it.
You are not watching the right one. Sass ASMR is the best ASMR person of all time. And, like, you're wrong. You're just wrong.
ASMR
no.
is for what you like. Everyone has a different type of ASMR that they enjoy. And just because
you're
mine...
wrong.
I go for
you're
the...
You're wrong.
Incorrect.
BB Rexa actually texted me and said, that sucked, and I want to do ASMR
incorrect.
With you.
Incorrect. Do ASMR, and you will see...
See what? That my video's better?
You will see... I would just like to say that...
Wait, I saw this video of you from the first week of quarantine, and you look so different. Not in a bad way. Like, you look good now, but you just, like...
No.
You had... Yeah. You had, like, eyelashes, and you were really tan, and...
What I'm going to say is the fact that everyone says I used to look prettier. Like, what do
people
you want
say,
me to
no,
do?
People say that about everyone, though. Like,
but
everyone's
like,
glowed down.
What do you want me to do? Like, I can't. But they say, like, in the beginning.
Change.
All right, guys. So
but
I'm
like,
actually.
I feel like you didn't like how you looked then. I feel like you like
I hate how I look now because now I want to look like I did then. But then when I looked like that, I didn't like it. So what do you want me to do? Just be sad?
I think it's because your hair changed. I don't know how like a 4-inch haircut changed you so much.
Because it gave me confidence and they liked when I was fragile. It's true.
Okay. Well,
they are scared by a confident woman.
Shut up.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SMOOTH at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SMOOTH. Enjoy.
All right, guys, wrapping up this episode of Two Chicks, we are going to finish it. We, as in me, are going to finish it the way we always finish it, with three nice things. And three nice things about myself. I love my earrings. I love my sweatpants. They're super cozy. And I love my attitude today. I'm just in such a great mood. So I'm really proud of myself. Something important. Just to remember this time of year, be nice to your family, be nice to your friends. Holidays can be tough for some people. They're super stressful. So just like, I know we say this every time, but always check on your friends. Always check on your family. And I will see you guys soon. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast on all your podcast streaming platforms. And don't forget to rate, review, and share this podcast. It's doing really well, and I'm super excited to continue making these episodes for you guys. So, yes, don't forget to rate, review, and share. Follow me on everything at Dixie D'Amelio, and my Snapchat is Dixie-D'Amelio. And I think that's it. My cow co-host is telling us to wrap things up, so I need to head out. Bye!